This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Samuel Smith's Taddy Porter. The famous Taddy Porter, according to the label. It's a Category 12A Brown Porter. Okay, this is black and opaque. It's got a medium brown head. It's tall and persistent, tiny bubbles. Holding it up to a flashlight, very deep ruby and clear. Give that a 3. Smelling it, well, there's a lot there. Malty, roasty, fruity, sweet. Getting licorice and prunes and plums, some caramel and dark caramel, milk chocolate, butterscotch. That's a lot of malt and sugar-derived aromatics. The esters are moderate. Malt is moderately high. Not getting any hops or alcohol. It's the base malt is sort of bready. It's got sort of a fruitcake kind of aroma with a sort of fruity, sugary. You know, there's a little bit of burnt sugar in there too. Wow, that's complex. You know, there's a roasty component, you know, and there's an estuary component, but there's all these other things going on in there that really just keep adding character. It's very interesting. I'll give it a 12 for aroma. Flavor. Malt is medium to medium high with a moderate chocolate roast but not burnt flavor. There's a little roasty dryness that comes out in the finish. Again, a lot of deep flavors. Licorice and ester, prune, toast, toffee, burnt sugar. Just layer upon layer of flavor. The bitterness is really restrained, medium-low at best. You know, really, I'm getting a sensation more of, you know, there's a little bit of roast that comes out towards the end. You know, I said there was a roasty dryness in the finish, but that little bit of roasty bite at the end is really sort of helping fill in for hops to provide the offset to the malty sweetness. I get a little hop flavor, not much. Palate is moderately sweet. Yeah, I get this little chocolatey, roasty, estery, caramely flavor. You know, with the sort of the sweetness on top of your tongue, but you know, when it hits the back. You know, that roasty dryness tends to work with the hop bitterness to keep it from laying there. So, I do like how it balances in the finish. Otherwise, it would be cloying. I get the roast and the esters and the sort of caramely malt in the aftertaste. That's really pretty interesting. Just so much going on in there. I'll give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. And carbonation is medium-low. It's smooth and somewhat silky. Yeah. A very nice mouthfeel. I'll give it a 5. So overall, very complex and interesting. There's a lot of esters and malty sugary flavors. There's enough roast to let you know that it is a porter. The hops are very subdued. And I think it's sort of on the sweet side of how the balance of the style can go. but you know, it sort of helps stake out, you know, that acceptable range. Yeah, there's a just so much complexity in the flavor. Very, very nice. Give it a 9 overall. And that's a total score of 47. Very nice beer. That's Samuel Smith's Taddy Porter. It's a Category 12A Brown Porter.